Brought to you by Big Comedy Network.
You're listening to Pillow Fight, a comedy and culture podcast hosted by me, Yamini Nambimadam. I've invited a guest or two to come and gossip like we're at a high school slumber party. We'll start off with a little game of Fuck, Marry, Kill, where the choices are buzzworthy moments in pop culture. Then we'll move into a couple rounds of Would You Rather based on world news. From there, we'll finish the night off with some juicy truth or dare. Feel free to grab a friend and play along in this Pillow Fight.
Pillow Fight, Pillow Fight.
Is yours made of goose?
We got feathers flying everywhere.
Mine's made of goose.
Pillow Fight, Pillow Fight.
This is so fun.
We're pillow fighting.
Why is it so fun?
Pillow Fight.
Today on Pillow Fight, I'm joined by Rishi Mahesh. He's a college senior and an extremely talented writer and performer who's got some of the best front-facing videos in the game. You can find him at RishiPuff on Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube. On this episode of Pillow Fight, we talk all things brown families, class privilege, and ruminate on Dolly Parton's legacy.
Fuck. Marry. Kill. Fuck, marry, kill.
So for the fuck, marry, kill, there's three options. The first one is that a few weeks ago, a mysterious metal monolith appeared in the desert in Utah and suddenly disappeared again, and no one really knows how any of that happened. And now the same or like similar monolith has mysteriously popped up in Romania. And some official in Romania said that he thinks it's alien teenagers who did this to rebel against their parents. Number two is that on an episode of The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, Obama said that he regrets not giving Dolly Parton a Presidential Medal of Freedom while he had the chance. This came after recent news that Dolly was a major financial backer for the Moderna COVID vaccine. Number three is that UK Culture Secretary Oliver Dowden, he has his knickers in a twist over the crown. He issued a statement urging Netflix to include a disclaimer before each episode that the show is not factually accurate because he thinks the show is, like, confusing people on what history actually is, and he thinks that, like, it takes too much artistic liberty with the events of the past and that, like, UK's culture is being attacked and, you know, he thinks this anti-Brit sentiment among Hollywood is, you know, strengthening with the crown.
Word.
So, yeah, so mysterious monoliths, Obama's regret about Dolly and correcting the crown, fuck, marry, kill, what would you do?
Okay, I'm gonna marry that last one, mostly because I harbor extreme anti-British sentiments. My white friends like sent a message into our group chat the other day, and we're like, oh, like should we watch the Crown? And I was like, all right, if you fucking hate my grandparents, like sure, go ahead and watch the Crown. Like if you don't give a fuck about like my like ancestral trauma. So I love that. That's a problem for him. And so I will marry that as a concept because that makes me happy. I would fuck the Forbidden Jewel popping up around various parts in the globe. I would fuck that because I don't know, there's something so like sleek and like futuristic and like a little bit hot about that thing. Every time I see it, I'm like, the contrast, the sleekness is sexy. The idea of any aliens coming on Earth means that the aliens can be coming in me. Like, I think that's incredible. thank you. Off the dome.
What do you think alien sex is like?
What do I think alien sex is like? You know, I think it would be foolish for me as a mere human to even attempt to, you know, like to attempt to think that I have any sort of idea of what's going on. But what I will say is that it feels to me the way that like life gets around and stuff and how it like forms and the structures and all that, it feels like they're all like related to one another. Like you know, I feel like whatever like processes like made the sun and the earth and thus made us, I feel like I don't have any reason to think that those exact same processes wouldn't have led to like in terms of like aliens and stuff, I have no reason to believe that if it's all the same stuff and all the same like laws of physics and stuff, I don't really understand how, I don't really feel like whatever aliens that like were formed or whatever could be very different from us.
Agreed.
Like, I mean, like you go like underwater and all those things look like, so like those are aliens, you know, like those are fucked up. Like, so I think that like, if it was, you know, if it were animals that like lived in the water and stuff like that, yeah, I think they'd be like aliens or weird as shit. If you want to talk about like what it would be like to like fuck an octopus, like that's what I think. Like, you know, like if you're talking about like the conception of an alien, I think it would be like, you know, if you were to fuck an octopus, like they just get in everywhere and like just like suction the shit out of your like, you know, sensitive areas. And that's what I would
assume. That is what they're marketing vibrators for the clit to be, though, now.
Yeah, little true. Suction
devices, so maybe we just get, that's the next move for octopus.
I feel like there's a reason they kind of look like tentacles. And yeah, so, but then I think that if like the aliens were like, you know, like air breathers and like earth dwellers, like of their own plane and stuff, then I feel like they'd kind of be like us. And it would be like just how sex is with humans, where it's kind of like always just a little worse than you thought it would be. Maybe that's just a me thing. But yeah. So that's what I would say about that. And so then I'll kill the other story, the one about Obama and Dolly Parton, because that to me feels like his like pandery bullshit that like let him slide under the radar with all of his worst shit. Was the idea that every once in a while he would like go on a talk show and like say something that sounds like fucking awesome, even though he sucks. And he was like the greatest con man, or like, you know, just one of the great con men of the American presidency.
My dad, which is obviously. This morning sent without context in the family group chat a link to the article that was like, Obama warns that like criminal justice reformers have lost people with their like defund the police
slogan. Yeah,
and I just like didn't justify it with the response. I was like, when are you going to stop disagreeing with me by just saying Obama disagrees?
When are we gonna stop like sucking that man's dick? Like, why the fuck does he get to talk about anything now? Like,
I think it's also being followed by Trump. It's just like he was not like a complete fascist, so
That's why. But that's a low bar. Yeah, I mean, like, the fact that, like the fact that, you know, a considerable amount of the, like, 2016 election were counties that went Obama to Trump. That says, like, you know, that's just something like, you know, like, Trump is bad, whatever. That also says that, like, Obama clearly fucked them, too. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
I think I would marry the mysterious monoliths because it feels like it always keep me on my toes, you know.
Yeah, that's
it's not gonna ever be stagnant. It'll be like always something to look forward to, and you know, it's not a negative thing. It's just kind of surprising.
You guys will like travel.
Well, yeah, clearly. We'll travel all over the world, and you know, like in Utah one day, in Romania the next. Like that
sounds
like a fun life. And
that sounds like a fun life with like the weirdest like travel agency like in the world, you know? Like, oh, where do you want to go? I'll choose Utah and Romania.
Yeah, there's like bus tours with the international tourists, like that. It's one of those. Yeah, and I'm sure we'll have alien children who'll rebel against us together. So I'll marry that situation. I would fuck the crown situation because I just think like anytime you can laugh at a British person's misery is like really funny, especially a white British male. Those are the most
funny
people ever.
Totally.
You were just saying how your friends like watching The Crown and you feel like it's a slight against your ancestors.
Yes.
Do you have a mother who loves Princess Diana?
Oh, I do have a mother that loves Princess Diana. I really do have a mother that loves Princess Diana.
I feel like my mom loves Princess Diana less than the average brown mom.
Really?
But she loves The Crown, and she cannot stop talking about how this actress who plays Princess Diana is doing a really good job at playing Princess Diana. So now it's like, I feel like it's kind of compensating for like what she lacks in Princess
Diana. Oh, totally. Yeah, my parents really like shit like Downton Abbey or whatever. And I'm
mine too.
Yeah, and I'm just like, how are you not just like filled with rage? I think maybe because I had to like grow up against like amongst like white people, it just, you know, and again, this is a take that I say constantly, but it just feels like such cuckery to me.
I think that like my parents don't really feel it as much because they didn't have as much distance from it to like really process it.
Totally.
Whereas like I'm like, they colonized you and they're like, okay, and like that was our whole lives.
Like, exactly. It's like, yeah, I know.
No, but like my dad loves London and he always goes, and you know, they watch like The Crown, Downton Abbey, they watch all those British people shows. That's like most of what they watch exclusively.
Yeah. Yeah. So I understand.
I think they like think British people are more talented, like they're just born.
Dude, everybody does. I mean, I guess it makes sense. You know, it's a take of like, you know, if you're gonna like fucking like try and like dominate like the entire global whatever, it's like you gotta get something from it, right? If you're not like at least making good TV shows, like what the fuck did you do it for?
Yeah. Every problem in the world was created by the British Empire. Like,
dude, for real.
Conflict. Land conflict, cultural conflict, they're all created by the British Empire.
Everybody was chilling. I mean, like, obviously not everybody was chilling. Like, there were obviously, like, you know, like, the idea of, like, empire was, like, definitely a concept. Like, you know, like, in tons of places, like, you know, South America, Asia, like, of course, like people would, like, fight other people and, like, trying to take, but nothing to the extent of, like, you know, like, because there's doing that, and then there's, like, global white supremacy, like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, like, it's so internalized in, like, populations of color, too, the white supremacy. Like, everyone wants to be as close to whiteness as possible.
Yeah.
Just, like, causing them to hurt themselves and people like them.
We could have, like, dead-ass been, like, nations living in harmony, and then, like, white people did it. Like, they just did it. You know,
we can blame white people for everything.
So. I really think that's true.
I
have COVID now because of white supremacy. That's a fact.
That is true. Yes.
I wouldn't have had it by like, it's like it all I would have had to do was like be safe through like August, you know? Mm-hmm. And yeah, I'm really salty about that.
All these other countries that are like a little bit more normal.
I think like globally, I think that people are, it's swinging up again, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. Like, I do think that, like, globally, like, it is kind of fucking up again. But America is still the worst of all. And
oh, yeah. It's so bad, especially given, like, how wealthy we are and how much we could be doing to help people. But
there we go. You can sample that little call just there. Yeah.
Make a lo-fi beat to set YouTube out of that.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. And I would...
Sorry.
I would also kill the Obama Dolly thing because too little too late, Obama. You should have done it while you had the chance. Dolly, I think, has done more for this country than Obama has. Controversial statement.
Not too far.
She created amazing music. She's funded all these like literacy programs. She's funded this vaccine. She is just a cool lady.
When I like first saw Dolly Parton on like an episode of Hannah Montana, nothing could have prepared me for like how relevant she would continue to be in my life for like the next like decade. Like I never would have thought that like 10 years later I would be like, you know, listening to Obama talk about giving her Medal of Freedom, her funding a like of a vaccine. Also, 9 to 5, the musical. I don't know if you're familiar.
It slaps.
Yeah, like that, like, I'm like, what? Like, that's the, like, a part of things? Crazy.
Yeah, that is kind of a, you know, it's got a Marxist bent to it.
Exactly. Killing your boss. Recreating the means of production.
She's a woke queen, Dolly Parton, I think.
And absolutely.
Obama, like, he's, like, saying, I should have given her Presidential Medal of Freedom. He should have just given her the presidency.
Yeah, yeah. Obviously.
When I saw Dolly Parton on Hannah Montana, my parents were like, this Miley Cyrus girl, she's nothing. Dolly Parton, she's everything, and you should know that. You should know your roots, respect your elders.
Early on.
Like, ingrained in me at a young age.
I remember, like, you know, in the past, I was like, oh, yeah, like, if I get COVID, like, oh, I'll for sure be able to, like, milk it for content, and then now I'm just kind of, like, done.
I'm just down.
Yeah, I'm just tired, and it's already, and making stuff is already tiring, so.
Oh, yeah, when you don't have COVID, it's tiring. I'm already, like, so, it's 1:20 p.m., and I'm, like, ready to go to bed for the night.
1:20 p.m., I know.
Not doing anything is really tiring. Like
not doing anything is really tiring. That's a really funny concept.
Yeah.
It is so exhausting to do nothing.
Because like when I had plans and was like leaving the house, like I wouldn't be so tired, but
there's like something to energize you, to like propel you through the days. And now there's like
it's like how like nothing. Working out gives you more energy, you know? Like using more energy gives you more energy in a weird way.
You know, I've heard that in theory, from, you know, I know people who work out. And they seem to say good things. Apparently there are all these benefits.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm testing it out. I'm doing a bit of a science experiment.
Totally. Testing out a theory that exercise is good.
Yeah, and I'm going to prove or disprove it. Just me.
Yes, totally.
All the science is riding on the results of my exercise.
Yeah, I like that there's, you could prove it or disprove it. Like, you could find out that exercise is bad. That's a possibility. Because that's what I've been operating with.
It can be. If you do it wrong, it's very dangerous.
Exactly. And if you're going to do it wrong, why even try? Yeah. Like, you know, like that was me for a while. Like, at the concept of like going to the gym, I was like, I'll probably do this stuff wrong.
Uh-huh.
So I probably like shouldn't even attempt it. Right.
It's also really, really terrifying going to the gym. There's like scary people who know exactly what they're doing, and it's really, really intimidating to like try to figure it out. Like, when you don't know what like a machine's doing, and you have to like look at the instructions of like what is happening there, and then they're like watching you and they're like grunting and they're speaking like a Morse code grunt language, and you're just like,
yeah, dude, I wish like I could have gone from like, because there are, I think, a lot of those people who went from, you know, like being a kid looking like they should be getting bullied, and then they like went to the gym and now like no longer look like they should be bullied. But every time I go to the gym, I'm reminded that like I never changed.
But you don't look like you should be bullied, I think. You know.
That, I appreciate you saying that. It's definitely not what I believe. Every time I'm like in the gym, I'm like, every single one of you hate me and should like, and are gonna like shove my head in the toilet and like flush me down the drain. I think I do a lot to compensate for that, but like,
I think you are of higher value to society though.
Thank you. I would say that typically the kids who get bullied end up being of okay value to society.
Mm-hmm. Bullying works sometimes.
Bullying works sometimes. Oh, absolutely. Like, for sure, any positive qualities I developed were only like out of like now I have such an intense like cringe receptor. Mm-hmm. Like, I just like can't watch anything that like makes me cringe.
I have a like a little part two of Fuck, Marry, Kill, which is
totally sounds good.
I don't know if you follow this, but ASAP Rocky and Rihanna are confirmed dating now.
Yes, I am aware.
Much speculation. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to know, I was going to do like music power couples, Fuck, Marry, Kill. So ASAP Rocky and Rihanna, Beyonce and Jay-Z, and Kim and Kanye.
Oh my God. Holy shit. Oh my God. I mean, no doubt. This is so fucking obvious, but fuck ASAP Rocky and Rihanna.
Uh-huh.
Literally, goddamn, they could use me however they wanted. And the album that came out of that would be incredible. I'd hope they like put one like vibey as fuck song about like how mediocre my sex was.
They'll use your cough sample.
Yeah, exactly. They'll use my cough sample. Yeah, that would be incredible. So fuck ASAP Rocky and so Beyonce, Jay-Z, Kim and Kanye. I mean, like, here's the thing. Like, this probably should be an easy decision. It like probably should be, you know, marry Beyonce and Jay-Z and then kill Kanye and Kim. And that, by all, like, rules and standards and, like, things that make sense, that should be what I do. For some reason, I want to go the other way. Even though, like, I have so much respect for Beyonce and Jay-Z, I remember being, like, you know, like, a casual Beyonce fan, and then I watched Homecoming and I was like, wait, like, holy shit, she's like she's just incredible. And you know, and I think that they are just such like titans of the industry. I think the idea of like having that like fucking scandal and then dropping Lemonade, 444, and then the Carters in success, like, that's just fucking crazy. Like, I just, but that to me makes me like, as much as I like, you know, root for them, I just because of stuff like that, I feel like there's a little bit more of a curtain. Like, I feel like I can't trust them as much.
Mm-hmm.
Not to lean into the like Beyonce like Illuminati stuff, obviously, like, that's not like where I'm going. But I just sometimes think they're playing me.
No, I totally agree.
Whereas Kim and Kanye, I feel like I see all of them.
Yeah.
I don't really feel like there's that much going on.
Their business is everyone's business.
Yeah, like, and I don't really feel like I feel like every time they like make a new move, it's something that I could have predicted. I could not have predicted Lemonade 444, the Carters, but I can predict like Kanye, yeah. like, you know, and like, you know, much like, you know, love, I hope he like is doing well and all that. Mm-hmm. But like him like going on a bender and then like teasing an album, like to me, I understand that and I can yeah. work with that a little bit easier, mm-hmm. maybe, than Beyonce, Jay-Z, who I just feel like I'd always be in the dark. There'd always be a game plan that I wasn't aware of. So I will go with Mary, Kim and Kanye, and kill Beyonce and Jay-Z.
It's hard to do, but you gotta make hard decisions sometimes. Mm-hmm. I would do the same thing as you. ASAP and Rihanna is a no-brainer, like, duh.
Yeah.
Duh, you fuck them. They're like the two most fuckable people on planet Earth.
Mm-hmm.
And I agree with you with the Kim and Kanye, Beyonce and Jay-Z thing. I think Beyonce, Illuminati, nonsense, like whatever. There is, though, they have totally sacrificed a huge level of humanity to be that power couple, because there it's like a business relationship. It's not like a healthy like love. There is like all emotionality. Like you must be able to drop it at any time to like go produce content. And
that is interesting, because I do think that like from listening to like the albums that they put out, it really does feel like whatever happened in the relationship, there is like love between them and stuff, but mm-hmm. there are like ultimately such sus things like the age difference when they got together and like stuff like that that really does point towards like, you know, how much of it is a business thing.
Yeah. And you know, like she was the star of Destiny's Child, like her mom was like putting her on track to success. I feel like those people who are successful at a young age, like they can never really have normal lives. And obviously she doesn't have a normal one. Okay. Also, look at Jay-Z, look at that man. And you think that like Beyonce was just naturally attracted to him. I'm sorry, but I don't buy that.
Yeah. Unfortunately, that's kind of like the that is kind of where it ends up.
Mm-hmm. And I just feel like they're those are business partners who are like not allowed to. They must compartmentalize all feelings or yeah. fail.
Or they're each sleeping with other people.
They're doing a good job of like keeping most of that under lock and key.
Yeah, most of it.
Yeah. It's strategic when they let something out, mm-hmm. for sure. It's just, it's a business. That is a business and that is not a marriage to me. Kim and Kanye, I think there is a lot of like raw humanity in there. And I feel like, yeah, we know everything. Kanye tells us literally everything that is going on. Kim, obviously she's bad, but I have like such a soft spot for her. And it's like my guilty like person I will defend.
Totally.
That's really funny. When she does something bad, like I won't, but I honestly believe she's like a really good person with like a really good heart. She's just incredibly out of touch, you know, and she's like been in this folly forever. So she like doesn't know what real people think and do.
But that's really funny. I have nothing for Kim Kardashian like, in my head. And I get that some people do. Somehow I've just like completely avoided that. Like,
yeah,
I have that sort of soft spot for Kanye West.
And I feel like when the two of them got together, I was like, this is a redemption arc for both of them, you know, like they are like as people, I think they bring out, you know, a different side of each other in a way that I think is good. I think Kanye needs to like get more help for his mental health, but I think that like, I think Kim's like really good. I think Kim's like a really good mom at the least. Like she definitely like really loves her kids.
Totally.
And I think she also really loves him. Mm-hmm. Even if he's like not giving her what she needs, like she's persevering to like help him. So I think that's like more of a real marriage. So totally. I would marry them. I feel like I'm in between Kim and Kanye and that like, I'm a little bit crazy, but I also am like, you know, just a girl who wants to yeah. hang and do her thing and like tell her.
One of the girlies.
Yeah. And so,
as per your Twitter bio.
Yeah. I'm one of the girlies, but I'm definitely a little bit psycho. And I feel like I could really help. I could come in and help them.
That is also how I brand myself. One of the girlies and a little bit psycho. Which maybe I shouldn't. Like, but that's typically how I feel, kind of. Like yeah. when I'm texting you guys, I'm like, one of the girls.
No, being a male one of the girlies is a really high honor.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
I think it's because I had a twin sister and my parents only knew how to raise girls.
No, but that's good because I think that everyone should be raised the way we raise girls. Yeah.
I didn't make a guy friend until like late high school. And then I was like, oh.
Yeah.
I think it's, yeah.
my parents came to this country to give us a better life, and I don't know if I fulfilled that for them, but
I got a theater major. We flew too close to the sun.
Yeah. My dad's always like, he would tell people at, I majored in public policy, and he would tell people, like, I would hear him telling people at parties that I was an econ major. And then the other
that's so funny because public policy isn't even like bad.
Yeah, you know? No, it's like totally like marketable.
That's like, you know, still like jobs.
Yeah. And the other day he was on the phone with someone, and the guy was like, oh, Rama, like, is Yamini heading to med school next year or something? And I was like, who on what earth does someone you know and our friends would like think I'm going to med school? Like, what have you been telling these people?
Nah, my parents just don't give a fuck about like other people in general. Like, you know, yeah. Like, they don't like, you know, like they care about like, or like they do, you know, but just like they don't give a shit about like, you know, like impressing people or like mm-hmm. whatever. So they're humble people, basically. And so, they were always just like, yeah, like theater, that's it.
Yeah. My mom would send around like stand-up clips to like her friends, her like,
that's amazing,
her Indian mom friend group. Uh-huh. But I had a bit like, I'm making fun of like girl named Shreya, like at the party, whatever.
Yeah.
my dad was like, stop sending this Rajni. Like, what if like Shreya's mom sees it? And I was like, Shreya's not real. Like, there is no Shreya. Like,
Shreya's not real. There's no Shreya. Dude, the issue with me is that, like, I don't change, like, I, like, the stuff that I do is like, I, like, it is very much like, I just, I like, sometimes I'm like, I could change the name, but like,
yeah.
But like, you know, what are the chances? And at some point that'll bite me in the ass. I mm-hmm. keep it all the same, unfortunately. So yeah. I'm going to get like some libel, like lawsuits at some point.
I've made sure. like jokes about people on Twitter who like aren't on Twitter, and then they'll like somehow like,
yeah,
they'll just get, the, it'll get back to them. They'll, I'm like, terrified they'll comment that. And be like, haha. You know,
yeesh. Yeah, I definitely, yeah, I stay away from, yeah, definitely say, I stay away from stuff like that for sure. I, the only time, I'll never say it in a tweet or anything like that, anything in writing. Mm-hmm. I'll say it in video stuff because I know that, like, you know, haters searchable. Aren't, like, haters aren't watching, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And like, no hater is like, or if they are like dedicating the time to watch like a 10 minute stand-up set of mine, like,
yeah.
Hey, sure. You know, yes. Yeah. That's yeah. how I feel.
I recently got blocked on Instagram because, I don't know if you saw this tweet, but I got blocked on Instagram because this girl I went to high school with had, it was her birthday, and she had a masquerade party, like with a yeah. bunch of fucking people, and they're all wearing like masks on their eyes. And I commented on the post, wrong mask.
Yeah.
And she and her sister and like all of their friends blocked me. But I was like,
oh my God.
It's so funny that you had a mask part. Like,
yeah, that's like the irony of that is insane. I mean, what's worse? It's like, not worse necessarily, but like, I saw a picture of these like guys from this school, like, and they're on the party bus and they went to a club and like all that. Mm-hmm. And I commented and I was like, oof, no pandemic, huh? Or like whatever. And it got like, it was like, it got the most likes of like any of the yeah. comments or whatever. And I felt very validated in that. And then a week later I got COVID. Like, I mean, my friends who like, we all got it together, right? Mm-hmm. they were like, his big thing was like, man, if I get COVID, it better be because like I went to the craziest fucking club and someone like pulled down my pants and had their tongue up my ass and like was fucking like coughing up my small intestine while jacking me off. And that better be how I get COVID-19. But if I don't, anything else is an L. Like anything else, L.
Yeah.
That's the only one where you're like kind of breaking even, is if you've got a tongue like 3 feet up your intestine while being jacked off.
I'm like that's this it. Situation. Yeah.
Please don't at all. I don't want that image of me in your head. Even
not
a little
you.
Bit. I don't even really
not,
like
not
that it's
you.
In my
I'm
head.
I'm not picturing it with you.
Great. Yeah, just like blur out my face.
I'm picturing
please.
It with like a truly generic white man like stock photo.
Totally. That's great. Like some Republican senator,
mm-hmm.
like who's like just like getting, yeah, who's just getting yeah. it, getting some work.
Okay, done. I am. Why they all survived, and which I'm highly I buy into conspiracy.
That's the only thing that makes me think that COVID might be a hoax. Not actually, but like.
No, but. Maybe they're faking their own COVID.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, as like a, like, hey, look, it's not that bad. We all got fine. Okay, maybe, you know.
Because I mean, because like, you know, day three or four of whatever of COVID, I'm kind of like, this could be worse. Like, I'm like, you know, I'm doing this. Yeah. I'm doing this podcast. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
you're, yeah. I feel like you have a strong body. You're not.
That's ironic because I just
don't. Like Mitch McConnell, you know.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, how didn't he like kick it? You know.
Yeah, with those hands.
Insane. That odd ass frog face.
Oh, I think they're like stuffed carcasses that are like, I think that Mitch McConnell is like one of those, you know, like human sex dolls, but like not sexy.
Not sexy. That's true. As opposed to the other human sex dolls, which are incredibly sexy.
To some people,
that's
true. I just read an article about this man who got in Kazakhstan, I think, got married to his sex doll.
Is that real or is that like a Borat bit?
I think he did it to take a stance on the fact that same-sex marriage wasn't legal, but he could marry his sex.
Oh, well, that look kind at that. Cool.
Would you rather, let's play a game of would you rather.
Would you rather have your like best friend or family member, someone close to you, earnestly marry a sex doll or earnestly marry like a alt-right Trump supporter?
Oh God. Obviously the sex doll. Definitely the sex doll. Because at the very least, I feel like I wouldn't feel like the biggest failure in my family. You know what I mean? Yeah. I would no longer feel like sometimes I feel like when I'm at like a family event, they're like the questions that people are asking each other, like in earnest, like there's the questions about like, how are you? How's your career? Mm-hmm. And then the questions for me are kind of like the questions you would ask like a small child who is like doing something like, oh, what do you want to be when you grow up? And I'm like an actor, a comedian. And they're like, okay, that's nice. Yeah. And you're like, oh, you did a little internship in LA. Like, oh, wow. That's great. And you have Twitter followers on Twitter like that. Oh, great. And if we had like a sex doll like guy in the family, they would maybe be like, oh, okay, like,
yeah,
that's the guy, like, that's the one that we all like put our hands like everyone stops eating and let's hear what sex doll guy has to say, like, you know what I mean?
You at least have a human partner.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, at least I'm fucking regular people.
I would also rather have, actually, I don't know, I think that I might rather have a family member earnestly marry an alt-right Trump supporter, because it's like, I like, people always talk about like, oh, like this Thanksgiving, like yelling at my relatives, whatever. I've never had that experience. I feel like it's kind of like a white culture experience.
Dude, it really is.
You know, like my most right-wing family members are like Obama fans, you know?
Yeah. Like strong Obama fans.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, a $400, like a tax cut on like people who make $400 and over, like that's insane and good, like, and like that's where we should draw the line, like,
yeah.
I mean that is really definitely true. Like I have a, like my friend is from a white Republican household. She's not a white Republican, thank God. Well, obviously, I did. She say that she was a friend of mine, but like she is from a white Republican household, and she was telling me about her Thanksgiving, and the whole and we both study theater. We're in the same acting class, and we both study theater. And she was talking about like her like white family's Thanksgiving, like, you know, like, oh my God, like they all started fighting, and it was like a scene out of a play or like whatever. And I was like, Jesus Christ, as like theater majors, how poisoned are we to be like, wow, what's happening right now? Wow, this is just like a play, instead of being like, oh yeah, like, you know, like the reason that like this is real life and these things happen because they suck. And, you know, I was just like, yeah, the concept of the like white Republican Thanksgiving with like the liberal kids or whatever is totally just a real thing.
Mm-hmm.
That happens, I also all think across it the country all
would
the time.
Be fun to have one in the family, because then it would like give everyone a common enemy. Instead of us fighting with each other, we'd be fighting with that person, and so that would be kind of nice. And I just think I couldn't earnestly stare at a sex doll at like the dinner table, you know. I couldn't have that at functions and like act normal.
Yeah, it would be really hard to do that without getting turned on.
Okay, I know you have acting aspirations. I want to know if you would rather like this, the peak of your career is starring in a really, really horrible like holiday Hallmark movie, or one of those like cheesy like high school educational movies that are like don't drink or like don't hitchhike, and they show them to kids and they're like super cheesy.
I think what I would do is I would do the second. I would rather do the second because as like, you know, like with like the acting training, what I think I would do is like insert that like half level of irony that I'm just like, yeah, kids, don't do drugs. Like, you know, they're super bad and you'll have a bad time. Like, yeah, like don't hitchhike with strangers because like 100% of the time you'll totally get murdered.
Yeah.
You know? And I'll just like subtly encourage bad decision making and just totally like fuck up the agenda in a way that I think is better for the culture overall.
Yeah, I would do the same thing. I also think like it's the same way that people like wear DARE shirts, ironically.
Exactly. Like, exactly.
Yeah. Have you seen the Netflix psychedelic documentary?
No, I haven't. I obviously should.
It's good. But they have like interspersed throughout. They have like little bits of like Adam Scott leading, like being one of those like kind of like drugs are bad. Like this is what'll happen to you. Yeah. Like you do drugs. Okay. I have a third one and it's not very funny to me, but I'll ask it anyway.
Hey, okay.
Felicity Huffman is like back acting after the college admissions scandal, which I just found out. Want to know if you would rather like be the kid who got like got into those schools, or like the parents who did the bribing and got like put away.
Dog, I like know, or I don't know, but I like know people who know some of those kids.
Yeah.
Because when I was in LA, like I like this guy that I like shot a short film with, he was like living with this guy who went to USC and who knew like one of the kids or like whatever. And those kids, from what I've heard, they don't give a fuck. Like, they do not give a fuck that people know that they, like, you know, whatever. It literally does not matter. Like, I mean, I know that, like, this one, like, I mean, like, you know, I go to, like, Northwestern, which is, like, a rich kid school, like, you know, like, also. And, like, you know, like, my first, like, quarter here, I met, like, some girl who, like, who would talk about, and she was super, super nice. But she would talk about how she was literally only there because, like, her dad knew, like, her dad was on the board and, like, yada, 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 like, some shit like that. And she would be, like, oh, my God, like, this biology class is so hard. I'm not supposed to be here. I'm only here because of privilege. But basically, my answer to that is that, yeah, I would totally rather be the kid because I don't think they survived. I don't think they had any repercussions. Like, I think, because their parents are already rich enough that no matter what, they had a job, they were just getting a degree, to have fun and go to USC, you know what I mean? Like, and, like, shit like that. Like, either way, they weren't really looking to, like, increase their, like, institutional privilege. They were just trying to fuck around. And if anything, they just got to fuck around more after this, you know? There's a million fucking, like, frat kids and, like, whatever, like, at those schools who, like, would have seen that article and been like, yo, respect.
I think, like, to me, it's really embarrassing, but it's also, like, I grew up, like, valuing education, I think, and those, like, it doesn't matter to them. Like, they can have, like, get whatever job they want. They don't even need to work, really, to, like, be fine as adults.
Yeah.
But I think it's just, like, from my point of view, that's, like, so embarrassing, but I guess they don't, like, think about that. It's, like,
yeah, for real.
How you're raised.
Yo, at a certain income level, you don't need shame.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. I think I'm adding some nuance to this question here and saying if it was like famous, children of famous people, if it was like the Lori Loughlin, Felicity Huffman, I think I would rather be the parent. If it's non-famous people, I would think I would rather be the kid because it's like less identifiable.
Totally. That I agree with.
Truth or dare?
I'm a big dare person, and most of what I came up with for you were also dares.
Okay.
But maybe I'll do truth first. I'll do truth first to start us out.
Who's the most famous person whose DMs you've slid into?
Oh God. The most famous person whose DMs I've slid into. I definitely wish that Ellie Schnitt didn't know how old I was. Like, because that's just in general, I wish I wasn't 21 years old. But yeah, that's been one that I was like, hey, what if? But yeah, that's probably the most substantial one. Yeah, I'll have to.
I'm pulling for you, an Ellie Schnitt.
Thank you. Maybe. So. Oh God. Oh, literally. Christ.
She's already a fan of yours. So.
Oh Jesus Christ. Yeah. I mean, here's hoping that she never hears that. But yes, great.
I doubt she's not. I'm not on her radar at all.
Yeah. You know, unfortunately though, when you get to the degrees of separation between. Like everybody in general, it's just getting less
small,
and less.
It's small.
It's getting small, and yeah. And with that comes some consequences. Truth or dare?
Truth.
Okay, truth. Yeah. Okay, truth. Who do you think, as a group, are more redeemable? Chicago whites or LA whites? California whites in general.
California whites. I'll give you an explanation. I think Chicago whites are, like, people from the Midwest who, like, they're not, like, born and bred Chicagoans most of the time. And if they are, they're, like, suburban, kind of detached from Chicago as a city, like, gentrifier whites. They're people who grew up in Ohio and in Michigan, in Indiana and Wisconsin, who dreamed of moving to the big city, and that for them was Chicago, and they have some stupid job in Chicago, and, like, that's what they do. Like, love the Cubs, and they drink a lot of weird beer, and they celebrate St. Patrick's Day like freaks.
And
I don't like, once you get, like, north of a certain point in Chicago, it's all those people, and it's really horrifying to me. You know, I avoided them for the most part in college because I was, like, on the south side, so I wasn't really attracted to those people. But every time I went up north, those people. The whole comedy scene is those people.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
Yeah. I mean, I'm here in Evanston, which is, like, you know, north of Chicago. Mm-hmm. And I would say that, like, you know, it's obviously, it's a different type of awful group that's around here also.
It's a different kind of white than the Chicago whites, I think. It's more of, like, a suburban vibe. California whites, I think, are a little more aware of self-aware of their whiteness and their, like, place in society, even if they're, like, annoying. They're annoying and, like, they're mean and they're fake. They're not, like, so earnest and white and, like, America.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, that makes sense.
That's the kind of white person I can handle. The white people that are, like, grew up going to church and, like, smile all the time and, like their mom is their best friend and, like,
oh my God.
they're dating someone who looks just like they could be their sibling and, like, that is, like, not the white person that I can get along with. Like, I can get along with a bitchy white person with, like, some drama, you know.
That makes sense. That makes sense to me. I feel that.
So, yeah.
If I can get, like, any white person I know has to hate their family, like, then it's okay.
Yeah.
If they don't, then, like,
they can like their family if their family, like, is really actively, like, hating white people also.
Yeah, totally. But those are so few and far between. Yeah. Or, you know, maybe.
I met a few.
Yeah, totally. They're around. I understand your take.
I like people, though, who have lived in both California and Chicago. I have met quite a few of these people.
Yeah. When I was in California, I feel like people loved the fact that I was, like, from the Midwest. Mm-hmm. And, like, gave me a lot of credit. They were like, oh, you're, like, nice, like, you're from the Midwest. And I was like, oh, thank you.
Like, built me a lot of connections out here by being, like, I went to college in Chicago because people were like, oh, like, Chicago, that's so cool. Like, you left, you, like, went there. Like, it's such a cool city. Like, there's so much culture there. And mm-hmm. so I am a California girl, but, like, it was cool to be there. And, like, Chicago is a cool city. The white people there, particularly.
Not the strongest.
They're not awful. They're just not, like, cool. You know?
Yeah. They're all, like, some degree of corny.
Yeah.
Chicago is an area for the corny whites.
Mm-hmm.
Corniest whites are in Chicago.
Like, the people who have live, laugh, love signs in their house.
The ones who empathize with corn, but, like, have joined the big city. Like, that is exactly as you put it, is completely and totally accurate.
Truth or dare?
Now I'll do a dare.
Okay. Can you call the second to last person you texted, put them on speaker, and I want you to rap a Nicki Minaj song, but if you don't know any Nicki off the top of your head, you can do something else.
But I absolutely do. Oh, wait, I have to put them on speaker though, right? Yeah, okay, 2 seconds. All right, I'm calling them. Hey, dude. This one is for the boys with the booming system, top-down AC with the cooling system. When he come up in the club, he blazing up, got stacks on the deck, like he's saving up. He pop bottles and he got the right kind of bill. He summons someone, he might sell coke, he always in the air, but he never fly coach. Yeah, motherfucking drip, 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 kiss him on the lips. I'm not doing it all. I don't know all of it. I feel like for a lot of my life, I've like gotten by on like mumbling it a little bit. This is a dare for a podcast I'm on right now, by the way.
Nice.
Yeah, totally, totally. I'm going to try it again, but I'm going to look up the lyrics.
Give him a harder dare.
I'm sure I'll get another one. You're on speakerphone right now. This is my friend, Riddy, everybody. This is Rithvik. Okay, so this one is for the boys with the booming system, top-down AC with the cooling system. When he come up in the club, he be blazing up, got stacks on deck like he's saving up. And he ill, he real, he might got a deal, he pop bottles and he got the right kind of bill. He cold, he dope, he might sell coke, he always in the air, but he never fly coach. He a motherfucking trip-trip, sailor of the ship-ship. When he make a drip-drip, kiss him on the lip-lip. That's the kind of dude I was looking for. And yes, you get slapped if you're looking ho. I said, excuse me, you're a hell of a guy. I mean, mama, my, you're like pelican fly. I mean, you're so shy and I'm loving your tie. You're like slicker than the guy with a thing in his eye. Oh. Yes, I did. Somebody please tell him who the F.I. is. I am Nicki Minaj. I'm acting dudes up. Back coops up. Chuck dudes up. Boy, you got my heartbeat running away. Beating like a drum and it's coming your way. Can't you hear that boom, ba-doom, boom, boom, ba-doom, boom, bass? Got that super bass. Boom, ba-doom, boom, boom, ba-doom, boom, bass. Got that super bass. All right. There we did. We did it. Hey.
Well, and that was a performance with COVID. So.
All right.
Beautiful. That was beautiful. I can't believe you don't know all the lyrics to that by heart.
Yeah. You know, again, like I said, I feel like I've gotten pretty far on like.
Mumbling it.
Yeah. On mumbling it. You know, no one's really ever made me. I'm not good with lyrics in general, to be honest. I'm not very good at that.
Really?
I'm not
a great listener. You seem like someone who would be good at them. I don't
know.
Dude,
I know. But just, it's so the opposite. Yeah. It's so the opposite. Truth or dare?
Dare.
Yes, thank you. Can I say hi to your mom?
Okay, sure.
Yeah.
Jump out, go get her.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Okay. Yeah, totally. We'll take a little break.
BRB.
Yamini is she's asking, she's right now? Is asking her mom to come say hi. And I think you can hear her. So I think she might be showing up with her mother soon. I'm gonna make myself look a little bit presentable. This is, hello.
Hi.
Hi, nice to meet you.
This is my mom.
Hi, my name is Rishi. I'm a friend of Yamini's. Hello, how are you?
Good, thank you.
I'm sorry my lighting is so bad. I wish that I had turned the light on that wasn't this thing, but nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too.
Nice to meet you too. What have you guys been up to this like Thanksgiving break? Or like, I guess now it's just like regular time.
What's regular? Define regular.
Oh, I mean like, you know, not necessarily a holiday or whatever, more just kind of like in this odd in-between period. Just wondering how you guys are doing generally.
You're doing good. You're doing good. Hanging in there.
Totally, totally.
Get over.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. I have COVID right now, so I get it. That yeah, just kind of hanging in there as well.
Yeah, feel better soon.
Thank you. I'll do my best. Thank you so much. Nice meeting you. Hope you have a good rest of your day. Yeah.
She seemed to like you, so.
Hey, let's go.
What a beautiful thing. Okay, truth or dare.
I'll take another truth.
Okay. What's the most embarrassing place that you puked?
Oh God. You know, I haven't puked many places. I decided very early on that I didn't like throwing up. And so I decided I wouldn't do it very much. But so I haven't done a lot of puking, but the But the most embarrassing place I have puked is in the laundry room of a dorm at Northwestern University.
Mm-hmm.
I had like, you know, I was like pre-gaming for something. And I had just eaten like a burrito
or something. Mm-hmm. And I was like, and I just vomited, and I was like, oh shit, like, how do I clean this up? I went to the laundry room to look for like paper towels or something. This was not my dorm, this was like a friend's dorm. I went to the laundry room to try and clean up, and then I puked there as well. And that was worse because that was a public area.
Yeah.
And that's what I've got. Yeah. And the other, another time where I did not puke, but a more embarrassing vomit story, mm-hmm. is that I used to hang out with these, girls who lived in this one like dorm at Northwestern that was like, you know, big on like parties and stuff. And we, one night very early on, this was like one of the first weekends of school, and I was like sleeping in like, they had like lofted beds, and like one of them had like set up a hammock like under her bed, and I was sleeping on that. In the middle of the night, she had puked into a bag that she had placed overhanging her lofted bed, and I was sleeping right under, and I woke up to vomit dripping onto myself.
That is so nasty.
So, you know.
Did you still hang out with her after that?
Yeah, we're still good friends.
Okay.
Yeah, we're great friends.
It's a beautiful origin story.
Yeah, exactly. You know, like, we all, hey, yeah, can you really blame a person, you know? Okay, so truth or dare?
Truth.
Okay. Yeah, who's the and this is a nice one. Who's the funniest person that you follow that like you think not enough people follow? But like you're like genuine, like this person.
On Twitter.
Yes.
Okay, this isn't the person who I guess like consistently I think is the funniest thing ever, but can I tell you that I think the funniest video that is so underrated on Twitter is Parker Callahan, Park the Lark. He has 798 followers.
Word. I think
he has incredible videos. He has a video, it's like a substitute teacher who's trying to play a movie, and there's like a movie in the movie, and it's so good, and like it's so well edited. I love it, and I think he is vastly underrated.
Totally. I'm looking at it right now, and I'm already seeing the, like, you know, production quality is high. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, I mean, like, this looks, I mean, like, that's a green screen, right? Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
I also think Jacob Kaplan is really funny in a white way, but in a white way that I like. He's not, like, super underrated. Like, he has, like, 7,000 followers.
Yeah.
But I did...
He makes, like, theater jokes, yeah.
He makes, like, those videos, like, the jump cut videos, and they're very white jokes, but in a way that, like, I like, you know?
Do you know Sela Poole?
Yeah, I love Sela.
Yeah, I think she's incredible.
She's awesome. Really, really funny, too. I was actually just about to name her also, but I met her on, like, a Zoom show at the beginning of quarantine.
So that's awesome.
It's, like,
I think she's incredible. Like, a lot of her videos have been, like, okay, you're a genius.
And she just feels, like, effortlessly funny. Like, she'll just, like,
say, yeah, literally. And, like, my personal opinion is that, like, whenever there's a lot of stuff that, like, I think we were just talking about this the other day, but, like, a lot of the bits that I do, I feel like are easy jokes. Like, I feel like a lot of the bits I do are easy. Because, like, the easy stuff's done well. Like, I found, like, as soon as I adopt, like, frat boy aesthetics or, like, whatever, I'm just, like, that's just, like, it's an understandable.
No, like same. To some
extent, you have to present someone. Yeah, like, to some extent, you have to present people things that are, like, understandable. But, like, her shit, like, where I'm, like, fuck, this is, like, actually, like, just, like, a fucking, like, a clever bit. And she's just so sweet. Like,
she's really cool.
Yeah, she's awesome. There's a nice little, like, group of people that I'm, like, I hope we all, like... Mm-hmm. Hang out in real life.
Okay, truth or dare?
Dare again.
I would like you to text and read this text aloud to, like, maybe one of your roommates, maybe your roommate group chat.
Totally.
That you tried jacking off with a condom on, and that it was, like, the best experience of your life, and like everyone should try it.
I tried jacking off with a condom on, and honestly, question mark, dope. Into my roommate group chat. All right, great. All right, and then we'll see what
we'll see if they respond.
Oh my god, I can't believe... Oh lord. All right, truth or dare?
Dare.
Yay. I'm gonna give you a series, and because it's the last one, I'll give you a series of options, and you can choose one of these dares, because I'm just going to go through all the ones I made. Mm-hmm. So dare number one, find the most mediocre white comedian you follow and ask them for advice on how to be funny. Dare number two, text an ex with a penis that you were eating a midday snack of baby carrots and hummus and realize that you miss them. And then another one in that vein.
An ex with a penis.
Yeah. You know, like, didn't want to be like, no bioessentialism.
I don't know. Yeah.
And then in that same vein, I was thinking of a lot of like text your exes. Text an ex that you miss them. Bonus points if you managed to work in that you were reminded of them after watching the movie Gone Girl.
Can I combine two and three?
Yeah, sure. That sounds incredible.
Yeah. So texting an ex the penis.
By the way, I did get responses back. I did get responses back. Skull emoji. Unbelievable. Other roommate, jail. That was the response to my jacking off with a condom.
That's kind of fair.
I took it well, to be honest.
Yeah.
Yeah, continue.
I haven't talked to him in a long time, so there's no text in our...
What should I say? Yeah, you don't even have to do anything that I said. You can pull anything that you want.
Today, I was eating baby carrots with hummus while watching the movie Gone Girl, and it kind of reminded me of you. Haha.
Let's go. Heyo. What's his name? L. That's an L for you. Oh my god.
He's my most out of character like person I've been with, but he's also bi, so I think that was like part of it, you know?
Totally. Like, yeah, you know, that makes sense.
The queerness made it less weird that he was like a white
for real boy. Like, as much as like identity politics are like, is like stupid, like that stuff like does matter. Like it does.
Yeah, it's just like like shared lived experiences like contribute to your perspective in that, like, you know.
Yeah, like it does. Yeah. For real, like, I don't know. White men I know, like, even like, you know, even there's totally something to be said for being like, you know, like they're obviously like a bunch of gay white men that are like awful, but generally gay white men I know I can typically probably get along with a little bit closer than the straight white men.
Yeah, I don't think that I could like have a like an awesome like long-lasting relationship emotional like connection with a cis straight white man. We have no shared like lived experience.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we know what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
That was a lot of fun. Thanks so much for joining me, even though you have COVID.
Yeah, all good. More things to keep myself occupied, the better.
Yeah.
Thanks so much for joining our pillow fight. See you next time. Pillow Fight is a production by me, Yamini Nambimadam, with music by Greer Baxter. Thanks for listening.
Follow Big Comedy on social media @ILoveBigComedy.